Now, human beings from Jersey is tasting of cardigans.
You mean Jersey?
You are once again gobble-funking. Don't do it. Now, may I continue?
Please do.
Danes from Denmark is tasting ever so much of dogs.
Of course, they taste of Great Danes.
Wrong. Danes from Denmark is tasting doggy because they is tasting of Labradors.
Well, then what do the people of Labrador taste of?
Danes. Great Danes.
Aren't you getting a bit mixed up?
I is a very mixed up giant. But I does my best. And I is not nearly as mixed up as the other giants.
Oh.
I know one who gallops all the way to Wellington for his supper.
Wellington? Where is Wellington?
Oh. Your head is full of squash flies. Wellington is in New Zealand. And the human beans in Wellington taste like boots.
Of course, I should have known.
Yeah, you should, yes.
What sort of human beings do you eat?
Me gobbling up human beans? This I never.
Oh.
No, all the others is gobbling them up every night, but not me. No, I is a freaky giant.
Oh.
I is a nice and jumbly giant.
Really?
Oh, yes. I is the only nice and jumbly giant in giant country.
Oh, I am glad.
Yeah, I is the big friendly giant. I is the BFG.
The BFG?
Yes. What is your name?
My name's Sophie.
Funny name.
I suppose so.
Yes.
But if you're so nice and friendly, then why did you snatch me from my bed and run away with me?
Because you saw me. If anyone has ever seen a giant, they must be taken away Ipswich.
Oh, but why?
Well, first of all, human beings is not really believing in giants,
oh,
is
they? Oh, I do.
Well, that is only because you have seen me. I cannot allow anyone, even little girls, to be seeing me and staying at home.
Why?
Why, you'd be scuttling around yodeling the news.
Oh, I would.
Yes, you would, and then a great giant hunt and a mighty giant look-see would be starting up. People would be rushing and bushing after me. And
oh, no.
Yes, they would, and catching me and locking me into a cage at the zoo or in the bunkum house with all those squiggling hippo dumplings and crocodile dillies.
Hippopotami and crocodile.
Well, that's what I says, hippo dumplings and crocodile dillies, and that would never do.
So what will happen to me now?
If you go back, you will be telling all the world.
Oh, I would.
Yes, you would, most likely on that telly-telly bunkum box and the radio squeaker. So you will just have to be staying here with me for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. But I am warning you not ever to go whiffling about out of this cave without eyes with you, or you will be coming to a ucky-mucky end.
Oh.
Yeah. I is showing you now who is going to eat you up if they is ever catching even one tiny little glimp of you. Now, get me. Come with me. I just roll my stone away. Now, you sit on my hand and peeps out over there, little girl, and tell me what you is seeing.
Big tall things.
Yes.
Huge things.
Yeah.
Moving among the rocks. I can just make them out in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Oh, look! There are some more. Four or five of them sitting on the rocks.
Yes, this is giant country. Those is all giants. Everyone.
But they're even bigger than you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and they're so ugly. Long arms and big feet and huge bellies.
Oh, yes.
And, oh, they're naked, except for those funny little short skirts.
Yes, whereas I has my cloak and my waistcoat and my trousers, I has.
But what's they all doing?
Oh, they're just moochling and fooching around and waiting for the night to come. Then they will all be galloping off to places where people is living to find their suppers.
Do they ever go to England?
Often.
Oh.
They say the English is tasting ever so wonderfully of cod scallop.
I'm not sure I quite know what that means.
Well, meanings is not important. I cannot be right all the time. Quite often, I is left instead of right.
But eating people is horrible. It's frightful. Why doesn't someone stop them?
And who, please, is going to be stopping them?
Couldn't you?
Never in a pig's whistle.
Oh.
Oh, now, all of those man-eating giants is enormous and very fierce. They is all at least 50 feet tall, with huge muscles and cockles alive. I is the titchy one, I is the runt. 24 feet is puddle nuts in John country.
You mustn't feel bad about it. I think you're just great.
Oh.
Even if your toes must be as big as sausages.
Or a bigger. They is as big as bumble hammers.
And if you put me down on the ground and I was to walk out among them now, would they really eat me up?
Like a wet sweater. And what's more, you is so small they wouldn't even have to chew you. The first one to be seeing you would pick you up in his fingers and down you'd go like a drop of drain water.
Let's go back inside. I hate even watching them.
Right.